Let's see. Now, your grandparents, your mother's grandparents. So that's the one we were talking about.
That's right.
So he was a preacher and then a farmer, too.
That's right.
Okay. Now, what about your father's grandparents?
Well, now, my father's grandparents, they lived in Alabama. Now, I don't know much about them because they was the one that, there was four brothers, at the end of the Civil War. They, one of them come to Alabama. And that's where my granddaddy, which was my daddy's father, come from.
From Alabama.
That's right. That's where the one, there was four brothers at the end of the war. One of them went, I only know where three went. One went to Indiana, the aunt was Indiana out there. And one come up here in North Georgia, and one in Cleveland County, Alabama.
And the other,
yeah.
The fourth one you don't know.
No, I don't. I sure don't. They have that family tree, but I never did get it.
Do you know where they fought during the war?
Well, they was up north. I don't know the exact state they were in. They sent them up there.
Did you lose any relatives in the Civil War?
No.
All of
mine come back.
That's great.
It was. You know what? When a man, I've heard my great grandmother tell about it. When a man get arm shot off in the war, how they would doctor it.
Okay.
A leg, just take a big bunch of salt, put on it, and tie it up. They didn't have no medicine.
And that would heal it,
either heal it or die one.
That would be painful, though, wouldn't it?
That's right.
I think it would be very painful. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. So is there anything else that you can think about your background that you might like to tell me that you think would be interesting? Of interesting stories that you'd heard?
You mean about the war?
About the war, about your family background, about your
relatives? Well, from my grandmother. Great-grandmother, the one that was on my mother's side. Now, she was raised in, I knew where she lived while he was in the war. And they had four or five children. I forgot his name. Now, you don't know what living hard is till you could have heard her tell how they had to live.
No,
they would dig up the dirt in the smokehouse to get salt, boil it. And what they didn't raise to eat, they didn't have. And they'd make the clothes back then, you know. They'd win, they had a spinner, they'd take the wool and spin it, and then they'd make the clothes.
They really lived off the land,
didn't they? Off the land. My great-granddaddy never did buy but three barrels of flour in his lifetime. He let somebody have some of his wheat, seed wheat, he had to buy that.
It was remarkable how people got along and lived off the land and how different it is for us today.
That's right.
Young people just don't
know how it was.